Hi, and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty, and welcome to another edition. So no matter where you're listening to this or watching this, make sure you press subscribe so you get the latest episode dropping into your inbox straight away and you get the notifications happening. So we are very fortunate enough today to have this amazing guest. Oh, I'd like to introduce you to Simone Fogarty, the driving force in the Central West real estate arena, where her exceptional proficiency has earned her the widespread respect among peers and landlords alike. With an incredible career spanning over 16 years, Simone embarked on her real estate journey at Reception, steadily ascending the ladder of success. Simone's remarkable track record speaks volumes, consistently attracting new clients month after month, whose unwavering commitment to excellence has propelled her to new heights since partnering with Ash Brown at the esteemed One Agency, gaining well-deserved recognition and accolades along the way. She has got a huge rap sheet. This is incredible. As a highly decorated property manager, Simone has not only clinched victories, but also secured two-year finalist status for the REB Property Manager of the Year in both 2022 and 2023. Her accolades extend to the prestigious REI 2023 Tim Anderson Property Manager of the Year, along with finalist awards in the PPM Awards 2023, IGT 2023 Awards, and the Australian Women in Business Championship 2023. Oh my goodness. Additionally, Simone actively contributes for the property management chapter for REI New South Wales. Simone's expertise extends beyond property management, encompassing a comprehensive understanding of sales. Always at the forefront, she stays abreast of the latest legislative changes, ensuring her clients receive the most informed and relevant guidance. And with this knowledge, Simone empowers her clients to confidently navigate the intricacies of property ownership, performance, and management. In an area where some may dismiss this old-fashioned, Simone staunchly believes in this timeless values of hard work and providing the best possible service as the keys to enduring success. Oh, this is going to be a fun chat. Simone, thank you so much for joining us. And it is really an honor and a privilege for you to be on the call today.
Oh, thank you very much, James. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Wow, what a rap sheet. Like, you're just like going from success to success. Like, that's phenomenal. How does it feel getting all those finalists and all those awards? It's incredible.
Oh, you know what? It feels amazing, especially for being in the industry as long as I have been. I feel like I'm a bit of a fine wine. I'm getting better with age, which I think is really a really good way to look at it. And I think that part of the success is just, I just love the industry and I'm very passionate. So I'm really focused on just constantly improving and offering the best service to our clients. So I just can't wait to see what the next 12 months brings.
Good on you. Well done. So let's take you back to the beginning, though. What made you get into the industry? What was that turning point for you?
Actually, funnily enough, I wanted a 9-to-5 job. So previously to real estate. Yes, yep. I laugh now because it's not a 9-to-5 job if you want to be good at what you're doing. But I was working as a personal trainer and gym fitness instructor. And the hours for that were very early morning, late at night, middle of the day was very quiet. And I just got to a point, like in my early 20s, where I was like, I want something 9-to-5. I didn't really know much about real estate. And I was very fortunate with where I started working. The principal and head property manager took me under her wing and taught me everything that she knew and gave me a really good foundation and base that I've been able to work on over the years.
That's amazing. And what have you noticed the most change over since starting to now? What have you seen the most change within the industry, do you think?
Oh, biggest change is probably technology. I mean, when we first started, everything was paper, your ingoings, outgoings, trying to get photos of properties. We're able to do so much more in detail now and make things a lot more efficiently and smoothly run. So that's probably been a big change. Also been a change in the dynamics with relationships between people. I think it's now even more important than ever to understand the legislation, because sometimes, you know, things can go from zero to 100 very quickly. And if you're not over the legislation and, you know, knowing the key responsibilities of both landlords and tenants, it would make that even more hard. So I think that's really, you know, has to be at the forefront of everything that we do.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, like, I think technology has had a massive shift within the industry over the years. It's also a blessing and a curse, I think, because, you know, like, it's made it made things so much more efficient, but the expectations of landlords and tenants have also increased as well, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think because now we have access to our phones and emails 24/7, it's very hard to distinguish and sometimes shut off. I know myself, I struggle with that because I like keeping my finger on the pulse. So, you know, having the emails there or being able to get phone calls when you're out of the office and everything, it's really making sure that you allocate specific time to wherever you are. So if you're at work, you're at work. If you're having family time, then you're trying to shut off and really enjoy that family time and not be sidetracked or you know, get wrapped up in work things that could wait till, you know, when you need to focus on that task specifically.
I love that. And I want to unpack that more a little bit later, but I think it's so important, particularly not being on 24/7, because you're missing out on so many other aspects of life. That's before you know it, there's a week, there's a month, there's a year gone by, and slowly burn that candle out on both ends. So yeah, we'll unpack that a little bit more. I'm interested to hear your thoughts around that. Now, what about the future of the industry? Where do you see that going over the next, say, 12, 24, 36 months? Where is, obviously, technology is a big factor, but where else would you see things moving?
So I think, technology is a big factor. I also think there's going to be huge changes around the legislation coming into effect early next year, which is really going to shake up the market. You know, there's a lot of unknown about what's going to change and how that's going to affect both landlords and tenants. So I think there's a lot of unease in the market at the moment. And until those changes come out, there's going to be a lot of, well, I know myself, overthinking as to what's going to happen, how can we prepare, what can we do to try and make that transition as smooth as possible. I, you know, also think that depending on what happens with interest rates, if they continue to go up, there's a lot more, you know, going to be a lot more mortgage strain and maybe investors that are needing to sell. Because if you look at where we were, you know, 18 months ago with interest rates under 2%, you know, and now their most interest rates are sort of around that 6 to 7, depending on what bank people are with, you know, that's a massive, massive increase, plus the cost of living. So there's just so many factors that influence the market and the industry. So it's really, you know, I think you have to be very adaptable to be able to, you know, move with the times. You can't be stuck in your ways. You need to be forward thinking as much as possible so that you can sort of preempt and adjust with those market conditions as they occur.
I love that. And that's some amazing advice for all those, you know, property managers that are listening, and also sales agents that are listening, because you've got to keep on that front foot and you've got to adapt to those changes and you've got to be aware of the changes and how it's going to impact you, your clients, and everyone, in all the other stakeholders. Now, you live in a beautiful place in Orange. What's happening? Yes. What's happening there in the market at the moment? What's going on? Where has it come from and where do you see it going?
Yeah, sure. So market at the moment, so our vacancy rates are still really at an all-time low. They are up a bit higher than last year, but they're sitting at around that 1.43%. But where I think the real shortfall is, like across most of the country, is affordable housing. And until we get, you know, solve that issue, which is there's no quick fix, there's no band-aid solution. It's going to take a lot of government bodies coming together and departments to try and see what we can do to try and really fix that issue, because it's only getting worse. You know, costs of living are increasing for everyone. You know, if interest rates continue to rise, we're probably going to see more investors having to get out of the market because they simply can't afford it. And I think the biggest misconception that really needs to be addressed at the moment is that, you know, landlords are very wealthy individuals. I know that especially with our portfolio, that is definitely not the case. Most of our landlords are mum and dad investors. that are just trying to get ahead. So with all of these costs of living increases, it's really hurting them as well. So I think there needs to be more around that side of things. I mean, if we look at an example, say someone had a mortgage of $500,000, let's just throw out easy figures, that they're on around 2% interest rate, their repayments would have been around $427 a week. Now, if we fast forward to now, and just for hypothetical purposes, say that they're paying 6%, so their repayment would have gone up to around $692 a week. So, you know, there's $265 wow. straight off the bat. And, wow. you know, I know there's a lot of tenant advocate services and, you know, because everyone's feeling the pinch. It's not just one side of the market. And I completely understand that. But I think there needs to be more around that side too, because then you've got their interest rates, insurances have gone up, council rates have gone up, and everything. So there's, you know, there's a lot that needs to happen to try and resolve this issue. And a lot of people need to work together to try and find, you know, good solutions that's going to work across the board, not just for one individual, you know, one aspect of the market.
I love that. And it's so true, because it does, it's going to take a multi-faceted approach from multiple mm-hmm. different bodies, multiple different industries, multiple different talking points to get everyone's viewpoint, everyone's perspective to look at that bigger picture. So yeah, some great advice there and some great insights. I want to come back to that time management, you know, that good old, you know, inverted commas, mm-hmm. 9 to 5. How do you personally switch off? What are some of the tools and techniques of how you to manage your time effectively, so you're not constantly on the go? What are some of the strategies that you do?
I guess, and this is something that I'm still working on, and I'm still terrible at it, because I'm very much of a control freak, and I like having my hand on the pulse at all times. So it's a real struggle for me. So personally, what I've been trying to do, you know, if I go away for the weekend with the family, I try and not take my laptop, right? Because if I've got my laptop, it's easier for me to access everything that I need. Yep. And really off my phone, I can keep my finger on the pulse. If something emergency happens, people need me, you know, emergency repairs, outside of hours, things happen, I can still attend to that. But I'm really mindful now, especially my kids are getting a bit older, like they're 9 and 13, that I need to be there for them and need to enjoy that quality time, because the years are just flying by. And, yeah. you know, before you know it, you'll look back, and I don't want to have that as a big regret. Other things I like doing is, you know, I do dancing and yoga. So awesome. I think yoga really helps to, you know, shut my mind off, because I'm an habitual overthinker about everything. So really shutting down is something that I struggle with. So yeah, meditation seems to help. I put on like a sleep meditation before bed to try and, you know, try and stop overthinking and get some good night's sleep.
Love it. That's some great ideas. And I smirk and I laugh, because dealing with a lot of high performance property managers, I don't think there is one I have not met who's a high performing manager that doesn't like being a control freak. So I totally get yes. it. I totally understand. I want everything right in order. So totally.
Yes.
Totally
everything fine. Has to go in its box. Everything has to get ticked off. There's yep. a certain process that everything has to do to flow nice and smoothly.
I love it. I love it. So as we come into 2024, what's the kind of thing how do you go about, do you set goals for the new year? What's your process, or you just see how things shape up? What do you do for the new year coming up?
Yeah, no, so definitely setting goals, I think, is really important, and focusing on short-term, long-term goals. I think if you don't have them written down, you don't have something to stick to and work towards. And when you're having a crappy day or you're feeling unmotivated, you know, if you look at your goals that you've written down, you're like, this is why I'm doing it. Just one foot in front of the other, keep moving forward. You know, this will pass. One big thing is that you can't control how other people react, but you can control how you react to a situation. So that's definitely something that I really try and focus on, which is some days is easier than others, depending how many fires you have to put out. But, you know, really trying to work on that and, you know, sticking towards, you know, if you want to get to a certain goal or achieve something, and have little steps along the way. So if it is, you know, a big goal that you're wanting to achieve, have some little milestones so that you can see if you're working towards it, rather than just having a, you know, big goal thrown out there and no sort of key steps of how you're going to get there. If you don't have that planned out and worked out, then, you know, you're sort of setting yourself up for failure before you're even there. So,
love it. I love it. Some great pieces of advice there. That's so good. Now, we have a few questions to find out a little bit more about our lovely guests on the show. 60-second quick quiz. Are you ready to play?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Let's go. So what's your favorite movie?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, I love it. What's your favorite food?
Pesto, prawn, linguine.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite holiday destination?
Fiji, without a doubt.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's great for the kids too, isn't it?
It is.
Do you have a morning routine?
I do. So it sort of depends on if Abby's on shift. I get up usually when he does. So that's about 3:45 in the morning. Have a coffee with him so we can have a chat, and then I get stuck into emails, entering rents, doing arrears, so that by 9 o'clock my inbox is clear, so that then I'm ready to get on with the day and really focus on, you know, specific tasks that need to be done, you know, during office hours, and scheduling emails so people don't know I'm up that early.
Good on you. Do you have an evening routine?
Just try to wind down a little bit. After we've got the kids to bed, might just sit down on the couch for a little while, veg out, try and switch off, and then put on a meditation before we go to bed, so that sort of helps to unwind and stop the overthinking of my brain.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you have a most embarrassing moment?
Falling downstairs.
Oh, yep. Okay. If you could choose 5 inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
So it would be probably Pink, Gwen Stefani, Richard Branson, Elvis Presley, and Princess Diana.
Oh, fantastic. That would be a great dinner conversation. Do you have a biggest regret?
I'm not trusting my gut instinct.
Ooh, okay, great. And if you were Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
Stamp duty.
Oh, fantastic. And do you have a best piece of advice?
Best piece of advice is just, always try and follow your gut instinct as much as possible and focus on yourself. Don't try to compare yourself to others, because we're all at a different stage of our journey. So as long as you're moving forward and going towards achieving your goals, that's all you need to worry about. Stick in your own lane.
Fantastic. And what's coming up for you for the future? What's the next year look like, or the next 12, 24 months look like for you?
So I'm really excited to be part of the REI Property Management Chapter Committee. It's something I've never done before, so it's really exciting. And like some of the members that are in that committee are absolute powerhouses. So I really want to try and impact the industry and improve it for all of us. I think traditionally, and I know when I first started, everyone was very much fend for yourself, and they didn't like to share information or knowledge. And I think that, you know, we all need to really stand together to improve the industry, improve our services for landlords and tenants, and really be a united front, because I think that's the only way that we can make change and improve things, is really to stick together, share our knowledge, help one another, and, you know, have people that you can call on from different areas, different industries, that you can, you know, bounce ideas off, because that's how we learn and how we grow.
That's so good. That is so good. Well done. Well done. And how can the listeners follow your journey or get in contact to find out more?
Sure. Well, I'm on all your regular social medias. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, starting to get on TikTok, which is really freaking me out, but hey, I'm getting there. Or otherwise directly through our one agency, Orange, all my contact detail, phone number and email is all on there.
Awesome. Simone from One Agency Orange, thank you so much for your time, your energy and your expertise. Really appreciate you being on the show today.
Great. Thank you so much.